Have you ever pondered, what are you going to name your baby? And you agonized over it, and you went back and forth with your partner, and there's names that you loved and names that you hated, and then you couldn't agree. What if you just hired a baby name consultant? That's exactly what Taylor Humphrey is. She's the author of Baby Name Morning. And Taylor, I read somewhere somebody called you the fairy godmother of baby naming.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, well, that is a huge honor. I haven't personally seen or read that yet, but I'm hearing it now for the first time, and I'm delighted.
Taylor, you know, I have to tell you something. I can tell you right now that Anna has done a bit of work, because I've never heard her use the word ponder and agonized in the same sentence to introduce somebody. So obviously, she was respecting your background here.
Naming a baby is the hardest thing you'll ever have to do, because it's permanent, and you don't want to screw it up for your child.
Yeah. When I first started, people would often ask me at dinner parties, what do you do for a living? I'd say, I'm a baby name consultant. They're like, what the heck does that mean? And right. Is that a real job?
So, Taylor, Anna mentioned to me an astronomical figure that people have paid out before to people getting baby names there. But before we get to that, I just want to ask you. So you obviously work with all sorts of clients. I'm sure you have some that are very high strung that believe that their child is going to be the leader of the free world. And I'm sure that you have others that are just kind of like, we'd like something to be really pretty. So what is your criteria for taking on a client that you're going to help name their child? And how do you come up with that name?
I try to help anyone who comes to me, which is why I offer a tiered pricing system. A lot of the parents who come to me have a list of 10 or 20 names that they're kind of working through.
Do you ever say, Taylor, like, that's a stupid name, take this off your list?
Right, this is a terrible choice.
Because my mom had no problem doing that for me. She'd be like, nope, you're not naming her that. Nope, not naming her that.
For whatever the reason, people feel very comfortable voicing big opinions when it comes to names they don't like. So if you're coming to me, you can rest assured this is a safe space, but I am going to gently maybe guide you towards a name that resonates more deeply with your core values.
I love the idea, though, of you being like, well, that's a very lovely name, and I know it was your great uncle's, but consider this, and then having a list where you're like, these are the top 8 nicknames third graders will call your child, and they're all terrible and derogatory. And you kind of like, I'm letting you make the decision, but this choice is dumb.
And people pay a lot of money, right? Like, that's the truth. It's like when they make a decision like this, they pay thousands of dollars to use your services.
So let's say I'm coming in on the lowest tier. I'm coming to you hat in hand, and I need your help. What does that open up at?
You just need that final push towards, like, choose this one. Mm-hmm. That starts at 200, okay. And then I work all the way up. My VIP packages starts at $10,000. That is called baby name branding. It's looking at the choice of baby naming from more of a marketing perspective.
Taylor, I named both my daughters myself, and I'm just curious if you think they're dumb names. You can be honest with me. Hayden, I named her after the indestructible cheerleader on the show Heroes.
I love Hayden. I think it's a really strong name.
And the other one is Dakota. And I don't know where I came up with that.
I love this as a sib set. This is so good. I love, love, love it. I think a lot about sib sets. So how do these names play together? And I think that those names are both very beautiful. They both have a gender neutral quality, unique, but they're still familiar to the ear.
Well, thank God they weren't twins, or else that would have cost you $20,000.
I know, it was good. Taylor Humphrey, how do people find you?
People can find me at whatsinababyname.com, or you can find me on Instagram at whatsinababyname.